إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، أيها المسلمون، الله سبحانه وتعالى has said in his book: وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. He is the one who has made the night and the day as successors for the one who wants to remember, for the one who wants to take heed, and for the one who wants to give thanks. And he has said in his book: وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And he has subjugated and made as a service for you the night, the day, the sun and the moon. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ. And the stars, they are subjugated by his command. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, in that there are signs for the people who understand. And he has said in his book: وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنَ. And he has subjugated and made as a service for you the sun and the moon, running and operating continuously and consistently and persistently. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. And he has made as a service for you the night and the day. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And he has granted you from everything that you have requested. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you were to enumerate the blessings of Allah, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you'll be unable to do so, you'll be unable to enumerate them, you'll be unable to count them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, man, he is oppressing, he is denying a disbeliever. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Indeed, night and day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them a service for mankind, and he has subjugated them as a service for mankind. And he has made night and day two great and mighty signs from the signs of Allah Jalla wa Ala. For indeed, night and day, they are the domain, they are the realm of time. Time within which the human life, it passes by. The human life that begins at the moment of birth and ends at the last pang and the last moan and groan of one's death. Ayyuhal Muslimun. The one who believes in Allah on the last day, and the one who fears Allah, and he fears the standing, the inevitable standing of that day upon him, is to honor himself upon him, is to honor himself by honoring time and understanding and recognizing the value of time. For indeed time, it is nothing except a collection, except a gathering of days, a gathering and an accumulation of hours, of minutes, of seconds, of breaths that you breathe. And once that day it goes, once that hour it passes by, once that minute that you spent, that minute, that second, that breath that you breathe, once it bids you farewell, then it's not going to be possible for you to bring it back. It's not going to be possible for you to bring a substitute for it. It's not going to be possible for you to bring about a replacement for it once it has gone. And thus you find Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah saying, Ya Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, Innama anta ayyam, you are nothing but days. Kullama dhahaba yawm dhahaba ba'duk, each and every time a day goes, some of you, likewise it goes. And likewise the Imam, he said, Ma min yawm yanshaqqu fihi fajruh, there is no day within which the day breaks. Illa wa yunadi, except that the day it calls out, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, Ana khalqun jadid, wa ala amalika shaheed, I am a new creation. And in regards to your actions, I am a witness. فَتَزَوَّدْ مِنِّي فَإِنِّي إِذَا مَضَيْتُ لَا أَعُودُ حَتَّى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, I am a new creation. And concerning your actions, I am a witness. Therefore, take provision from me, because once I go, I shall never come back up until the day of judgment. Ayyuhal Muslimun, this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the believer, this time it is precious, this time it is valuable, and the one who doesn't profit from his night, the one who doesn't capitalize upon his day, then he's going to incur a great amount of loss upon his own self. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, two blessings, many from amongst mankind, they are at loss concerning them. As-siha wal-faragh, health and free time. Many from amongst mankind, it's as though this blessing of free time, it's as though this blessing has become a burden upon them. It's as though it's a burden that weighs down their back. They want to and they desire to kill this time, as they say. They say, ta'al naqtul al-waqt. They say, come, let us kill time. They want to rid themselves of this blessing. They want to rid themselves of this favor from Allah in any way, shape or form. Even though time, that is the capital of the human being in the life of this world. Thus if the person, he destroys this capital, then he'll never, ever, ever be able to profit ever at all. You find Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala saying, he said, Daya'ul waqt ashaddu min al-maut, wasting time, losing time, squandering your time, it is worse than what? It is worse than al-maut, it is worse than death. Why? لِأَنَّ الْمَوْتْ يَقْتَعُكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, because death, it merely cuts you off from people. And who are people? Who is a man? Who are people? Who are human beings? Human beings at one time in their existence, were they not ma'in maheen? Were they not just a despicable, vile, disgusting form of fluid? Who are people for you to be cut off from and thus regret it? Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he says, وَأَمَّا ضِيَاعُ الْوَقْتِ, as for wasting your time, as for losing your time, as for squandering your time, فَيَقْتَعُكَ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَالدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ, as for wasting your time, then it cuts you off from Allah and the afterlife. أَيُّهَا الْعِبَادِ, reflect upon the condition that the disbelievers shall be in when they're burning in the fire of hell. They shall be in a state of regret because of the time that they wasted in the life of this world. Rabbul Izzah Jalla wa Ala, he has said in his book, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ, as for those who disbelieve, for them is the fire of hell. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا, they shall not be terminated, they shall not be finished off with, such that they can die. وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا, and neither will its punishment be lightened for them. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ, thusly is how we reward every single disbeliever. And when he's surrounded by his sins, and when he's surrounded by the flames of the fire of hell, and when he's in that state, he shall scream and he shall cry out. He shall cry out alongside the rest of his shackled and chained up companions. They shall scream out, Rabbana akhrijna, O our Lord, take us out from here. O our Lord, bring us out from here. Why? Na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal, so that we can work righteously. We can work righteously. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, instead of what we used to do. And then the answer, it shall come to them. The answer shall come to them. The decisive and final answer shall come to them. The answer that is accompanied with rebuke. The answer that is accompanied with disgrace against them, and shame against them, and humiliation against them. The answer shall come. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرْ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ, did we not give you a lifespan long enough for the one who wanted to remember, to remember, for the one who wanted to reflect, to reflect? وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, and the warner, he came to you. فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ, therefore taste, because the oppressor, he shall have no helper. This is the state that they shall be in. They shall be crying and screaming, screaming and crying in a state of regret. Regret because of the time that they wasted and squandered in the life of this world. Ayyuhal Muslimun, indeed time it is precious. Time it is a treasure, the most valuable treasure that the human being can possess. It is time. Time is a treasure that comes and goes, and then it does not come back. And thus you find that the most shrewd of people and the most intelligent of people are those who are ardent and keen over preserving their time. You find that the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and those who followed their footsteps, they were the most keen and the most ardent of people in safeguarding their time. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, Adraktu aqwam, I came across a people, referring to their companions. They were more ardent and more keen and more stingy concerning their time than the ardent nature that you have, and the keenness that you have concerning your dinars and your dirham, concerning your money. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, there is no day that I have regretted more. There is no day that I have regretted more than the day in which the sun has set. And thus my lifespan has decreased, yet my actions have not increased. Al-Imam Al-Khalil ibn Ahmad Al-Farahidi, one of the Imams of the Salaf, he said, the most severe hour, the most heaviest, أثقل الساعات علي, the most heaviest hour to me, the most heaviest time for me is when? The time when I have to worship my Lord. The time when I have to read the book of my Lord. The time when I have to pray to my Lord. La. He said, the most heaviest time on me, the most heaviest time on my head, is the time in which I have to eat. The Salaf of this Ummah, those who understood and valued time, they would wage war against the loss of this time. Even if that time was consumed in eating, even the food and drink, that is the sustenance by which the human body is held upright. But they disliked these hours and they disliked these times, because these times, they would prevent them from what was more beloved to them. It would prevent them from seeking al-ilm and teaching al-ilm. It would prevent them and preoccupy them from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that these men, they were the best of men in implementing the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله عز وجل. Do not allow your tongue to cease in being engaged in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at Al-Imam Abu Hatim Al-Razi Rahimahullah. This great Imam from the Salaf, this great Muhaddith, this great scholar of the Hadith, look at how he would engage himself in the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. His son Abdul Rahman, he would say, sometimes he, yani his father, sometimes he would be sitting, وَأَقْرَأُ عَلَيْهِ. Sometimes he would be sitting and I would be reading to him. I would be reading the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah to him. Sometimes he would be walking and I would be reading to him. Sometimes he would enter into the toilet, enter into the lavatory, and I would be reading to him. Sometimes he would enter into the house seeking a matter and I would be reading to him. This Imam, he didn't want to waste his time. He didn't want to squander his time. Even the moment when he's in the toilet, he didn't want this time to be wasted in a matter that is other than benefit, in a matter that is other than seeking al-ilm and remembering his Lord, the Most High. Some of the Salaf, they reached an astonishing state when it came to utilizing their time. One of the Imams, one of the Salaf, he said, I entered upon Abu Yusuf. Abu Yusuf, he fell sick. Abu Yusuf from the students, from the notable students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. He said this, Ibrahim al-Jarrah, Marida Abu Yusuf. Abu Yusuf fell sick. So I entered upon him. When I entered upon him, I found that he was in a state of unconsciousness. And when he arose and awoke from his state of unconsciousness, he said, Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, ما تقول في مسألة? What do you say about a certain mas'ala? He's about to die and he wants to make maraja'ah. He wants to revise a certain matter of religious knowledge. Ibrahim ibn al-Jarrah, he said to him, أَفِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ? In this condition you're asking me? So then he replied to him by saying, لَا بَأْسَ بِذَلِكَ. There is no problem with that. ندرس. Let us study. لَعَلَّهُ يَنْجُو بِهِ نَاجٍ. Perhaps one will be saved on account of it. Perhaps I, who are about to die right now, perhaps I may be saved on account of this revision right now. And then he said to him, which of the two is better in the rites of Hajj when the person is stoning the Jamarat? Which of the two is better? That a person, he stones them while he is walking, or he stones them while he is riding? Ibrahim, he said that he stones them while he is walking. So then Abu Yusuf, he said, أخطأت, you have made a mistake while he's dying. Ibrahim, he then said that he stones them while he is riding. Abu Yusuf, he said, أخطأت, you've made a mistake while he's about to die. Seconds are left before he's going to die. Then he said to him, قُلْ فِيهِمَا يَرْضَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Tell me about them, inform me concerning them too. May Allah be pleased with you. So then Abu Yusuf, he said, as for the one who wishes to stop at them in order to make dua, then it's better for him to stone them while he is walking. And as for the one who doesn't wish to stop at them in order to make dua, then it's better for him to stone them while he is riding. And then Ibrahim, he said, I got up and I didn't even reach his door before I heard the cries upon him. And thus I knew that he had come to have died. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Ayyuhal ikhwatul kiram. My noble brothers, my beloved and dear brothers and sisters, may Allah have mercy upon you, and may Allah save my face and your face from the fire of hell. Pay attention to the following discussion, the following advice that came from Al-Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, when he said to a man, how old are you? The man said, I am 60 years old. Fudayl, he said, for 60 years, you are getting closer to your Lord, and you are soon about to come to your end, you are soon about to die. So the man said, Ya Aba Ali, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. O Aba Ali, to Allah we belong, and to Allah we shall return. So then Fudayl, he said, ta'alam tafsira. He said, do you know the meaning of what you have just said? He said, قُلْتُ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He said, I said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Fudayl, he said, do you know the meaning of what you are saying? He said, فَسِّرْهُ لَنَا يَا أَبَا عَلِي. Explain it to us, يَا أَبَا عَلِي. So then Fudayl, he said, as for your statement, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, then that is that you are a slave belonging to Allah, a slave that is returning to Allah. And the one who knows that he's a slave, that belongs to Allah, the one who knows that he's a slave, returning to Allah, then he should know that he's going to stand before Allah. And the one who knows that he's going to be standing before Allah, then upon him is to, that indeed he is going to be questioned by Allah. And the one who is going to be questioned by Allah, then upon him is to prepare for the questioning and answer. You, Ya Abdullah, you are going to be questioned. You're going to be questioned about your life. You're going to be questioned about your age. You're going to be questioned about your youth. You're going to be questioned about your wealth, about your knowledge. Prepare an answer for it. Prepare an answer when your Lord, he asks you, you are a young man, you are a young woman, what did you do with your life? What did you put forth to me? Prepare an answer for that question. Your Lord is going to ask you, I gave you life, what did you do with that life? Prepare for that question and answer. Your Lord is going to ask you about your time, Ya Abdullah. Therefore, prepare for that question and answer. Astaghfirullah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. One of the tabi'een of the past, Al-Fudail ibn Zayd al-Raqashi, he said, لا يشغلنك كثرة الناس عن نفسك. Don't allow the abundance of other people to cause you to become preoccupied concerning your own self. فَإِنَّ الْأَمَرْ يَخْلُصْ إِلَيْكْ دُونَهُمْ. Because the matter is going to square down to you without them. You, Ya Abdullah, you're going to be questioned, no doubt about it. And you're going to be questioned about your time. Therefore, what's the point of wasting your time in order to please others? What's the point of wasting your life just to please others when those others, they're not going to be there for you when you're going to be questioned? You're going to be questioned by yourself. You, Ya Abdullah, you're going to die. You're going to die before by yourself. Soon, very soon, you're going to be dead. You're going to die by yourself. And you're going to be resurrected by yourself. You're going to stand before your Lord by yourself, and you're going to be questioned by yourself, and you're going to pass over the bridge, over the fire of hell by yourself. If your Lord has mercy upon you, you'll enter into paradise by yourself. If your Lord, by His justice, He decrees for you to slip on that bridge, you're going to slip by yourself. And when you fall crying and screaming, you're going to fall crying and screaming by yourself. And when you land in those flames, you're going to burn in those flames by yourself. Therefore, take responsibility of your life. Take responsibility of your time by yourself. لِأَنَّ الْأَمَرِ يَخْلُصْ إِلَيْكَ دُونَ النَّاسِ. Because the matter is going to square down to you without everybody else. This life, don't use it to fool around. This life, don't play about with it. Don't mess up your life. Don't waste your time. Take the advice of your Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. Be keen and ardent over what benefits you. If it's the case that you're foolishly going to claim that wasting your life, wasting your time, it's going to benefit you, then waste your time. If it's the case that you're going to claim that your life, you can fool around with it, and fooling around is going to benefit you, then fool around. If it's the case that you're going to claim that messing up your life is going to benefit you, mess the whole of your life up. If you're going to claim that killing time, going out, let's go kill some time, but killing of time is going to benefit you, then kill your time. Kill every single day of your life. Slaughter every single hour, every single minute, every second of your life, as long as you're claiming that it's going to benefit you. But if it's the case that your Lord has honored you, and your Lord, He has blessed you and favored you in realizing that life is not based upon fooling around. Life isn't based upon messing about. Life isn't based upon wasting and killing time. But rather, life is serious. Life is serious. And life is scary because death is serious. And death is scary. And resurrection is true. and resurrection is scary and resurrection is serious. If you realize that, if your Lord has honored you and your Lord has privileged you to realize that, then do not waste your time, but know that life, it is nothing but a number of limited seconds. Therefore capitalize on those seconds and do not waste them, either for yourself nor for anyone else. Allahumma barik lana fi awqatina. Allahumma barik lana fi awqatina. Allahumma barik lana fi awqatina. Allah bless us in our time. Allah bless us in our time. Allah bless us in our time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.